You're listening to the Modern Mainframe, BMC's Intelligent Sea Optimization and Transformation Podcast, covering the latest trends and issues in the mainframe and how BMC AIMI solutions can help you make change your competitive advantage. Hey everyone, welcome to the Modern Mainframe. I'm Matt Dallaire. Today we'll be discussing the importance of collecting data to measure the improvement of your software delivery processes, and we'll explore how DORA metrics, already popular in the distributed DevOps community, can help improve your mainframe software development. Joining us today are BMC Lead Product Manager Spencer Hallman, DevOps Architect and Evangelist Tony Anter, and Senior Product Manager Mark Schettenhelm. Gentlemen, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks, Matt.
Great to be here.
So Spencer, to set the background for today's discussion, what is the motivation to invest in metrics for application development?
So I think what development management needs to be able to do is measure the performance of their dev teams. So at BMC, every quarter, we release new functionality and enhancements to our products. The question comes back to how much can we get out in a quarter, or how much should we get out in a quarter? And the only way of really understanding how much we should, you know, what the performance of those development teams, how much they can get out in maintaining quality, efficiency, at the same time, is to create metrics for this. So, I think ultimately it comes down to being able to measure the performance of the dev teams.
Okay. And what are the right metrics to use to measure DevOps success?
DORA is a group that was formed by Gene Kim, Nicole Forsgren, and Jez Humble probably about 5 or 6 years ago. And they wrote a book called Accelerate, which basically talked about how to measure the performance of your development teams and why you should be doing that. I think after that book came out, they basically boiled down all the KPIs that they proposed in that book, and they boiled it down to 4 that really covers the velocity, quality, and efficiency of the different development teams.
Okay, so Tony, can you tell us more about those 4 metrics?
Yeah, happy to. So the 4 DORA metrics that most DevOps shops track, or that they recommend that you track, are deployment frequency, lead time for changes, your change failure rate, and mean time to recover. So your deployment frequency is simply how often are you deploying? How often are you deploying to production? How many times are you doing that in a given amount of time? Your lead time for changes is how long does it take you from commit all the way to deployment? Your change failure rate is how many times are you deploying to production, and how many times are those changes being rolled back, or those tickets, change tickets, being marked a failure? And your mean time to recover is from the moment that you have an incident or an outage, how long does it take you to deploy a fix to that and recover from that outage?
Well, if I could add to this, these 4 metrics are important. I think of sports, particularly in baseball, where there's an unbelievable number of metrics that cover things, but it comes down to certain core metrics. The other metrics are more to get slices of it within them, but you need to master these first, and then you can look at the other metrics, which may help you fine tune things.
Yeah, that's a great point, Mark, because these aren't meant to be the only 4 things, you know, in the universe. These are meant to be, if you're going to start measuring things, these are the 4 core things that you should really be looking at. And then from there, you iterate through them and add on to them based on what makes sense for your organization. So this is sort of the ground level, if you will. And one more thing I want to add to the DORA project. So they came up with these metrics. This wasn't just Jez Humble and Gene Kim and the rest of the authors on Accelerate that just sort of made these up out of thin air. They took a survey of all the organizations that were involved in that State of DevOps report, and they looked at what were they measuring themselves. So what were the common KPIs between all of them that all of them were measuring? And these were the 4 that came out of that. It was something like 200 plus organizations that were involved in that. I can't remember the exact number off the top of my head, but it was a couple hundred at least. And this was the commonality between all of them.
So Tony, these metrics have been adopted on the distributed side, but not so much in the mainframe as of yet. What are the benefits of tracking these store metrics on the mainframe?
So the mainframe is just another platform. So these metrics are general DevOps metrics. If you're going to practice DevOps, this is the recommendation that they have for the things that you should measure at a base, right? For the general things that you should measure and track yourself against. There isn't anything special about the mainframe as to why you should measure these on the mainframe. These are more DevOps KPIs. So when you're on the mainframe, it's just another platform. It's just, you know, the whole point of DevOps on the mainframe is this is just another platform, and you adopt and inherit all of the DevOps goodness that you would have from any other platform on the mainframe. So measuring these KPIs is just the natural thing that you should be doing for anyone practicing DevOps, whether they're on the cloud or they're pushing this out to traditional VMs or the mainframe or anything else.
And I don't know if you necessarily need to be doing DevOps on the mainframe to measure these. I mean, no, we don't like to see it, right? You could be doing waterfall and measuring these. I think your metrics would suck, but you could still.
Yeah, that's actually a really good point, that this is more about how efficient are you and what your quality is whenever you're practicing development. So that's actually a great point, Spencer.
I mean, your lead time for changes might be 9 months, but
yeah, I think it would be a very stark contrast before DevOps and after DevOps, to your point.
Yep.
So is it different tracking these metrics on the mainframe, and are there any additional challenges to it?
I don't know if it's different or there are additional challenges to it. I think the mainframe is just a platform that you're pushing to. So these metrics are sort of universal, regardless of that. So it shouldn't be any more or less difficult. I mean, the idiosyncrasies of the tools that you're using and the platform that you on may play into how you get these metrics, but it's not necessarily going to affect the metrics in and of themselves.
Yeah, I would confirm that. And I think it might not be the same source of data for the metrics, but they definitely can be tracked on the mainframe just as easily as they can be tracked on a distributed platform.
And I think what's important having these come from the mainframe is we often talk about the stability of the mainframe and really have great pride in it, and yet nothing to back that up. By providing these metrics, we now get visibility into it in how well things are working with mainframe development.
Again, I also think going to the point that the mainframe is just another platform, these are probably things that they're measuring in the cloud, that they're measuring on other distributed platforms. So having the mainframe measure these same KPIs just brings the mainframe into the fold as just another box in your data center, right? Just another platform. So now you're on par with everyone else who's practicing DevOps or not.
That actually leads into my next question. How difficult would it be to gather information on these metrics across the enterprise and across the DevOps tool chain, including the mainframe, distributed, and other platforms?
Well, I think it's important to measure them across all platforms. Now, you might not be comparing. I don't necessarily think you should be comparing a distributed team to a mainframe team, but you definitely can compare a mainframe team to a mainframe team and a distributed team to a distributed team. But they're using different tools. And it's not to say you can't compare the teams. You absolutely could. But, you know, like we said earlier, that the source of the data is going to be slightly different, right?
I think, though, that's the beauty of the DORA metrics, meaning they're common across all platforms. So as you're measuring them, you're looking at the same thing. Instead of separating out mainframe from distributed, you're looking at that same set of KPIs so that you can measure your DevOps efficiency or your general efficiency, regardless of the platform. And I think that's part of the beauty of it.
And the other thing is, if you look at, you know, the way applications are constructed today, it's not just a mainframe only application. Oftentimes there's a distributed component to the mainframe application. And so when you're trying to put new enhancements out to that application, you know, the mainframe team and the distributed team have to work hand in hand to deliver those enhancements often. And if the distributed team is going much faster, or even using using DevOps and Agile to develop their code, and the mainframe wasn't, it's using Waterfall, you can really only go as fast as the slowest team. So the distributed team could push out as much as it can, but if the mainframe team isn't pushing out at the same rate, you're definitely gonna slow down. And that's where a vice president or a director looking at the metrics for the two teams can see that maybe the mainframe team needs more help. And it could be, flipped the other way too, because sometimes your mainframe developers are the ones that are the most experienced and can code really fast, and they can push the stuff out really quick. And it's distributed guys, maybe they're new to the application, it takes them longer to put it out. And then you can start to understand, how quickly can we get these enhancements out? What would be a reasonable estimate for that?
One thing I want to add to that too, Matt, is it is essential that you measure and validate how well you're doing from a DevOps point of view. The reality of it is, if you're going to transform your mainframe and you're going to, or your mainframe application coding and how you do things, you have to be able to measure that. You're investing time, money, licensing costs, all of these pieces, and you have to be able to show that you're gaining benefit from this. You need to take that baseline measurement and see how you're doing, and then iterate through that and continue to see how you're improving. And having these DORA metrics are a standard way to look at yourself and say, how am I doing? Like, when my management comes to me and says, okay, you asked for this money, you asked for this time to initiate this mainframe transformation, was the juice worth the squeeze? Am I able to pay back that money that I got from a business point of view? And it's things like these metrics that you pull are essential to that. I had an old boss who had a mantra that he used to say that I thought was really applicable. He used to say, if you can't measure it, it doesn't exist. So if you're not gathering metrics today, you absolutely need to be doing that in the future.
All right. I think we've covered everything. Spencer, Tony, Mark, thanks again for joining us. It's good to have you.
Thanks, always Matt. A pleasure, Matt. Always a pleasure.
Always a pleasure.
And thank you to all of our listeners. Check the show notes for some pertinent links. Thanks again for tuning in, and we'll talk to you next time on the Modern Mainframe. You're listening to the Modern Mainframe, BMC's Intelligent C Optimization and Transformation Podcast, covering the latest trends and issues in the mainframe, and how BMC AMI solutions can help you make change your competitive advantage.